The reading we'll take in is Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20, and it's entitled The Great Commission. I could read this, but as it's a short one, do you think we could read it together? So, if we read it together. So if you could all see it on up there on the screen. Verse 16, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey every command granted you. And surely, with you always, to the very end of the age. Thank you. So, it says on the notice with regarding our All Asian Donut One, a brief message. So, I've got a brief message I want to share with you from that reading. And it comes in four parts. So, part one on that reading is Jesus says to his disciples, authority in heaven on earth, in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So no ordinary man would really say that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. But God's only Son, Jesus, is the one who is able to and did say that. There were some there of his disciples who still doubted who Jesus really was. Now, we've been following, when I've been doing all the all-age services, of Jesus coming from Galilee into Jerusalem, then being arrested, crucified, and then this is the last one of the series I've been doing where Jesus gives his followers the final instruction. And all through his travels, there's a few people who really, really acknowledge who Jesus is. Jesus really is the Son of God and God's own Son. Not a good man or a good teacher. He really is the Son of God. And it's through that Jesus is able to say, authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And it's an important starting point from the following instructions that Jesus gives. Because we know that whatever he gives, or instructions he gives to his disciples, is backed up with the authority from God himself through Jesus. So his first instruction he has, and it was also the final disciples who doubted really then understood who Jesus was. So his first thing he says to them is, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What he doesn't say is, go and tell everybody about me. He says, go and make disciples of all nations. And that's important. It doesn't mean to say that it's not important for us to go out and tell people about Jesus, because it's the starting point. The aim for us as a fellowship here is to go and make disciples of all nations, but make disciples of people. Now, the best way I had that in mind is, as a parent of three grown-up children, as a parent, you don't really necessarily try and get it right, but you try and nurture your children and give them a chance in life, so when they go off to adulthood, they know roughly how to look after themselves, how to be able to grow and understand the world that they're in. But you do it from a care of love, and you teach them, and you grow close to them, and you give them opportunities to perhaps get things wrong, but always be there supporting and caring. And this is what Jesus is trying to say as disciples, is not only do we tell people about Jesus, but we have to be prepared to nurture. So it's important to preach and teach, but it's important to nurture people. So once we've told them about Jesus, once they want to get to know Jesus, is then as a fellowship, as we know who Jesus is to nurture them, disciple them, and give them opportunities to express their faith and to grow. So it's a bit like being in a nurturing family. And that's what Jesus is calling us to do. Now it says to go out to all nations. Now not everybody is called to disappear across to every nation in the world. But in sharing Jesus to others and making an opportunity for them to grow, they may be called. So we may not be, but people who we're sharing Jesus with may be called. So it's giving Jesus that opportunity through us to enable to make people know him and want to know him more. So it's nurturing, it's caring, it's loving, and it's giving people to grow stronger in their faith in Christ. But it's important that if our world, I suppose you could say, if we're not going abroad, our world is important that we have our village here, our friends, our families. That's our world. That we may not be going abroad anywhere, but we can share Jesus in our immediate world and vicinity that we're in. The third one, which is mentioned, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And that is important because the one command that I think gets lost sometimes is that final in the Great Commission, to teach and obey everything I have commanded. But sometimes we miss that go and make disciples of all the nations. And it's important that we remember that if we look at everything God has commanded us to do and obey everything he's commanded us to do, it's also including this one. So in this coming year, it's important that we support one another in sharing Jesus with each other as a family, but also sharing Jesus around to the village, towns, countries, wherever we may be. And perhaps sometimes where we look and places are saying, oh, the church isn't growing, what are we doing? Perhaps that last great commandment isn't being followed as it should be, is to go and make disciples of all nations. But we're there to teach, to nurture, to help people grow in their love for Christ. And our last one, which is really important, and it's the one that Jesus finishes with his disciples, and he says, surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age. So we know that. We can have that confidence through Jesus to know no matter what happens in the coming year, whatever ups and downs, whatever good things or bad things we come across, whatever difficulties we can find, whatever oppression we come across, whatever we feel that is wrong, we know that in all things that God promises that he will be with us at all times, at every time, even till right to the very end. And we can have confidence in that. And that brings us a little bit back to our motto. Has anybody remembered what it is yet? And that is, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So in this coming year, help us to really acknowledge what that command is as individuals and what it is for us to a fellowship. Not to keep Jesus to ourselves, but to go out there and share it with people who we know. That may mean that we're called to go abroad, or it may mean just the neighbours, the people next door, the people we walk past, the people we work with. Let us in this coming year have the courage and to support one another in sharing Jesus with others. Thank you. Let us close with our